Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for August 24th to the 30th, 2013. As Palestinian-Israeli new resumed peace talks continue, Israeli troops kill three Palestinian civilians during attacks targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, Ni'lin, Central West Bank, in addition to Al-Ma'sara in the south of the West Bank. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbo Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers used tear gas, chemical water and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack the weekly protests at the villages of Bil'in and Ni'lin. Residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. As a result of the soldiers' attack on the two protests, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. At the nearby village of Annabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. In addition, Israeli troops stormed the village and fired gas bombs into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abid Rabbo Bannoura.
Palestinian leadership expressed concerns over new Israeli settlement projects across the old city of Jerusalem as negotiations have recently resumed. United Nations condemned this week destruction by Israeli authorities of Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. IMEMC's Ramil Megari has more.
In light of Israeli invasion of the West Bank refugee camp of Kalandia, Palestinian Authority called off a round of negotiations with Israel, slated Monday. Palestinians expressed deep concern over the Israeli killing of a few Palestinians in Kalandia this week. However, Israeli media outlets reported that both Israelis and Palestinians held a brief session in the West Bank city of Jericho. The sites returned back to negotiations last month with the help of Washington. Israeli ongoing settlements construction on parts of the 1967 border lines, mainly in East Jerusalem, are considered illegal by international law. United Nations condemned this week Israeli destruction of Palestinian homes in the East Jerusalem ahead of more settlements projects. In the Gaza Strip, the Islamist Hamas ruling party condemned in the strongest terms the Israeli invasion of Kalandia refugee camp and demanded an immediate halt of what it termed absurd negotiations between Israel and the PA. Hamas renewed rejection to peace talks and insisted that resistance against the Israeli occupation is the means to gain national Palestinian rights. At the internal Palestinian level, Fatah Party's representative to talks with the Islamist Hamas warned of what he said some tough decisions to be taken by the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority in Ramallah unless Hamas agrees to holding general elections. Hamas responded this week by reiterating stance that any elections cannot be held until a conciliation deal is reached. Both parties have been at loggerheads since 2007 when Hamas took over Gaza and ousted Fatah Party. Hamas won 2006 parliamentary elections followed by internal fight with Fatah Party. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 49 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli forces killed three Palestinian civilians, injured 23 others, including three children, and troops kidnapped 29 Palestinians, including four children. IMEMC's George Shmawi with the details.
On Monday, Israeli troops in civilian clothing conducted an early morning raid on the home of 23-year-old Yusuf al-Khatib from Kalandia refugee camp south of Ramallah. He was freed last year after serving 8 years in Israeli jails. When neighbors and residents got word of the attack, they began protesting. Some threw rocks from rooftops at Israeli vehicles and tanks that invaded the camp. Jamal Lafi, head of the popular committee in the camp, witnessed the attack.
They stormed the house and that caused clashes with local youth and the occupation soldiers. Troops fired randomly. One of those killed was shot inside his home, and the second one was killed as he was leaving his home to go to work. Soldiers did not fire any warning shots or tear gas at the youth. They only fired live rounds directly, which resulted in most people being injured in the upper part of the body.
Local sources identified those killed as Rubin Zaid, 32, Jihad Aslan, 22, and Yunus Jahjouh. Jahjouh was released from army detention as part of what is known as the Shalit prisoner swap deal between Palestinian armed resistance groups and Israel. To date, Israeli military forces have killed 14 Palestinians in 2013. Also this week, Israeli invasions and kidnappings of civilians were intensified, especially in the cities of Hebron and Bethlehem, southern West Bank, Ramallah, central West Bank, and Jenin in the north. During these invasions, troops broke into, searched, and ransacked resident homes, causing damage to their property. On Thursday, Israeli soldiers assaulted a Palestinian civilian during house-to-house search in the city of Hebron. In the Gaza Strip, on Monday, four Israeli army bulldozers and three tanks invaded border areas near the northern Beit Hanun city. Bulldozers destroyed farmlands while tanks opened fire at random. The attack forced farmers to move out of their lands, fearing for their lives. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is George Fishman.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 24th to the 30th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Shem Muslon White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.